Scene one, a visit to Transylvania. Jonathan working, Mina reading a book. Narrator one, hello everybody. Today we will tell you a tale of a lawyer named Jonathan and the events surrounding his unexpected journey across Europe in 1875. Maid one, a telegram had just arrived from Transylvania. It is addressed to you, Jonathan. Jonathan receives a telegram from the maid. Jonathan, thank you, reads. Oh, Mina, I have to go to Transylvania to meet with Count Dracula and talk about his new house in London. Mina, when is it, darling? Jonathan, that's the problem. We're going to get married soon. Mina, if it's important, Jonathan, please just do it. I can wait. Maid one, shall I pack your bags, sir? Will you be leaving London tonight on the train? Jonathan thinking. Narrator two, after that, Jonathan traveled to Transylvania and looked for a place to stay. Jonathan sits in a room in the inn. Innkeeper. Hello, mister. How can I help you, sir? Jonathan. Can I have a room, please, for one night? Innkeeper. Well, do you want a meal after the long ride? Villager 1. He doesn't look familiar, does he? Villager 2. He definitely doesn't. Villager 1. We don't get many strangers here, do we, these days? Villager 2. And those who do come often end up dead. Villager 3. Shall we go and ask? Perhaps warn him. Perhaps suggest he should go somewhere safer. Villager 4. That would be rude. No, 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 no. You three and your stupid vampire tales. Remember, here in Romania, we are friends to all travelers. The innkeeper serves Jonathan food. Innkeeper. I hope you enjoy it. It's my wife's cooking. By the way, what's your business here, sir? Jonathan. I have important business with Count Dracula at his castle. All, except Jonathan. Count Dracula? They make the sign of cross on their bodies. Villager 5. Oh, please do not go to that godforsaken place. You will never get out alive. Villager 6. It is a horrible place. Please, stranger, don't go. Stay the night with us in the village, and then travel back to England in the morning. Jonathan. I can't do that. I'm a lawyer. I have come a long way to do business with the Count. Narrator 3. In the evening of the next day, a black coach appeared to pick up Jonathan. Coach driver. Where is the Englishman called Jonathan? The Count is waiting for his arrival at the castle. Jonathan, I'm coming in a second. Innkeeper, sir, if you really need to go, please take this cross with you. Jonathan receives a cross from the innkeeper. Coach driver, I can't think why you need jewelry just to visit the castle. Come along, it's a long journey, and there are many wolves in these mountains. We need to go now. Scene 2, Dracula's Castle. Narrator 4. After the coach reached the Count's castle, the coach immediately left and Jonathan was greeted by a strange man. Dracula, are you Mr. Jonathan Harker all the way from England? Jonathan, yes I am. Nice to meet you. Shakes hand. Dracula, come in. Jonathan, sir, your hands are cold. Are you ill? Dracula, no. It's just the cold mountain air. It cools the blood. Now, where are the papers you talked about? Jonathan, here they are, all about your new house in London. Here are the photographs of your new house, and also, sign here, please. Dracula, you seem tired. It's time for you to go to sleep. Follow me to your room. Narrator 1. After Jonathan went to his room, he fell asleep immediately, but then he was interrupted. Female vampires enter the room where Jonathan is sleeping, each gripping one of his limbs. Female Vampire 1. Oh, Jonathan, please wake up. We have come to be your special friends. Female Vampire 2. We will serve you. All your wildest dream. We can live together for eternity. Jonathan. What the? Female Vampire 2. No, Jonathan, don't be scared. We're here to please you. Relax. We only want some of your blood. Your blood really belongs to our master, but you can spare us some, can't you, Jonathan? Female Vampire 3. Let's play, Jonathan. Let's have fun together. Arr. He is wearing a cross. Why has he got a cross across his neck? He is a lawyer, not a priest. It burnt me. Sisters, it hurts. Loudly. Dracula walks in angrily. What is this noise? Get off him. Waves his hand. All the female vampires fall to the ground. He is mine. Go away now. Female vampires leave the room. Dracula waves his hand again. Jonathan goes to sleep again. Narrator 2. After Jonathan woke from his nightmare, he decided to dress and shave, but then he realized something. There were no mirrors, so he had to use his own pocket mirror. Jonathan shaving. Then he is approached by Dracula. With surprise, he cuts himself. Jonathan, ouch, I cut myself. Dracula. Dracula's face turned into an angry, surprised face and grabbed Jonathan by the shoulder. Dracula then pushes him away, then proceeds to throw the mirror outside the castle. Do not cut yourself in this castle. It is dangerous, and that mirror is not needed here. Jonathan, why didn't I see you in the mirror? Dracula, I am not to be questioned. Also, later today, I will need to leave and go to London. You will stay here. Dracula leaves the room. Jonathan, talking to himself and walking across the stage, I think I need to find a way to get out of this empty and very frightening castle. Jonathan enters another room, and there is an awkwardly placed box in the room. Jonathan, what's in this box? It looks like a coffin. Jonathan opens the box, and then in surprise, he fell to the ground. Jonathan, Count Dracula is in the box. Two workmen enter, and Jonathan runs and hides. Man 1, who is that? Man 2, probably only a rat. Let's do what we're told to do and get out of here. Man 1, yes, this place gives me the creeps. Let's get these boxes on the cart and then onto the ship going to England as quickly as possible. Man 2, you know what the smell in this place always makes me think of? Man 1, what? Man 2, blood and dead bodies. Man 1, yeah, come on, let's do our job and go home. You sure it was a rat? The man carrying the box out and a lock sound. Jonathan, damn, now I really need to find a way out. Scene 3 surprises. Narrator 3. In England, Jonathan's fiancée, Mina, was invited by her friend Lucy to come and stay with her in Hythe while Jonathan was away. So Mina went to Hythe, which is at the seaside, and stayed with Lucy. Mina, hello, Lucy, while knocking on the door. Lucy, oh, my Mina, please come inside. Have you heard anything from your fiancé, Jonathan, yet? Do you know when he will be returning? After Mina has sat down. Mina, no, nothing. His letters have stopped arriving, and I'm quite worried. Maid 2. Mistress, I have come from the market. People are saying that a strange Russian ship arrived at port yesterday. There wasn't anyone on the ship, just a big dog that ran to the churchyard. Lucy. Oh, then we shall keep a lookout for that dog, then. Thanks for telling us. Narrator 4. After a couple of days, a strange thing happened. Lucy started sleepwalking to the graveyard every night, and she looked paler and paler every day. Count Dracula had arrived in the town on the ship to look for Mina, and instead chosen Lucy to be his victim. Graveyard. Dracula. Lucy, Lucy, come to me. Come to your master, and I will give you eternal life as my servant. Lucy, sleepily. Dracula, my Transylvania Count. You are all I want. I have brought Jonathan's sweetheart, Mina, to my house. She is there. She will be yours. Dracula, you have done well. Come to me now. Let me drink the blood that is your life. Tomorrow I will change and visit your house as a large black bird. Be ready for me. He bites Lucy. Lucy, what ecstasy. Lucy's room. Mina, what was that bird on your windowsill? Was it bothering you? You look very ill, Lucy. You must rest. Lucy, I probably should do that. Mina, wait, what is that red mark on your throat? Maid, mistress, a telegram just arrived from Jonathan's London office. Lucy grabbed the paper. Lucy, your Jonathan is in Budapest, but he is very well ill in the hospital. Oh, Mina, please go to him. He needs you. Mina, oh, Lucy, take care. The world is a dangerous place. Lucy, your wedding is important, Mina. Go. Narrator 1, after their conversation, Mina headed across the sea and traveled to the city of Budapest. There she found Jonathan very ill in the hospital. Nurse. Madame, your fiancé has had a very difficult journey and is lucky to be alive. He needs lots of rest, but your time and love and devotion is the best medicine he can have now. I will leave you to have some time together. Mina, holding Jonathan. How thin and pale you look. What happened to you in the Count's castle? Why did you stop writing me? Jonathan. So many questions, my love. I feel I have forgotten so much about my time with the Count, but I know he is an evil man who wanted to trap me in his castle. I remember climbing down the castle wall to escape across the mountains until I came to a village that had always helped me. Mina, Jonathan, you must get well quickly, and we must get married in Budapest as soon as possible. Jonathan, those words are magic to my ears after all I have gone through. The wedding. Priest, I now pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss your bride. May I say that God's love and protection will go with you two beautiful English people throughout your life. I hope you have enjoyed your stay in Budapest. I wish you peace and happiness in your life together. Narrator 2. Eventually, they arrived back in England as man and wife, but as they entered London, Jonathan had an unwanted surprise waiting for him. Citizen 1. Oh, what is the smell going around? They really need to clean the sewers better. It stinks. What is that strange smell? Citizen 2. Smells like there are dead men somewhere, a body rotting away. Not the type of smell you expect to find on a London street in the middle of summer. Citizen 3. I think it is the smell of blood. Perhaps someone has cut the throat of a pig nearby. But it is strange, as I remember it. There's no butcher shops near here. Dracula. Dracula is talking to woman. You are the most beautiful woman I have ever seen. The woman. That is very nice of you. We have only just met, and here you are, whispering sweet nothings in my ear, kissing my neck, sir. I like what you say. Oh, yes, I do. But I must tell you, I am a respectable woman. Respectable women in London do not just walk away with foreign men because they speak sweet words, even if that man does say he's a very rich count from Transylvania. Cough. What is that strange smell? Dracula. I smell nothing that I do not normally smell. Come, walk with me where the air is fresh and there are less people. Let us walk to the canal. Jonathan, Mina, come in. Jonathan. I love you forever, Mina. I swear it with my heart. Suddenly, Jonathan stops. He wears a surprised face because he sees Dracula walking away. An old man is walking past. Jonathan. May God protect me. I have seen Count Dracula. He is here in England. Old man. What's the problem, young man? Are you ill? Calm down. Jonathan. He is here. He is here. The devil is walking among us. Mina. Jonathan, what happened? Old man. Have you gone crazy, young man? Jonathan, panicked. He is here. He is here. Count Dracula is here in London. We need to go back home now. Mina. Jonathan, calm down. So he is in London. What can he do to harm us now? Narrator 3. When the couple reached home, another big surprise was waiting for them. It was only a couple of short sentences, but it would change everything. Maid 1. A telegram arrived from Mr. Arthur yesterday, sir. Jonathan. Thank you. Let me see this telegram from Lucy's husband. Jonathan and Mina read the telegram together. Arthur. Voiceover. My dear wife is dead. She was buried yesterday. Arthur. Jonathan. I think Dracula has already harmed us, my dear wife. What will happen to us all now?